Most of us are feeling the pinch from the rising cost of living, yet the shops are still full of people. Recent surveys suggest we're still buying discretionary items like clothes and shoes and takeaway food. And new data from one of the big four banks suggests we're mostly in good financial health, but there's a tale of two Australias emerging. Sarah Dingle reports.
Inflation and rising interest rates are front of mind for plenty of us, but is all this economic doom and gloom actually changing our spending habits? I've come to a shopping centre in Sydney's inner west to find out. Are you pulling back your spending on discretionary items, so the non-essential stuff?
I couldn't say that I really am too much. Look, we're retirees, so we're in a little bit better position than, say, we would have been 10 or 20 years ago.
Where are you feeling the crunch the most?
I think electricity prices, definitely, and food in particular is very expensive with groceries at the moment.
And spending on discretionary stuff like clothes, shoes, cosmetics, all that stuff, have you reined that in?
Not as much as I should have, but I think now, definitely with interest rates going up, I will definitely be reining it in a lot more than I have.
That's largely in line with new research from NAB on our financial health. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is extreme struggle, on average, Australians score a modest 4.4. NAB's Group Executive of Personal Banking is Rachel Slade.
We've got Australians generally coping well, making ends meet. In our own customers, we know that 70% of them are ahead on their home loan payments. They're certainly feeling those cost of living pressures, but they're feeling reasonably confident about getting through this next period.
However, that's an average. There is a smaller group within that for whom things are much more difficult.
We've got one in five of our customers saying that they've experienced some kind of financial stress in the last 90 days. Have they had a challenge paying a bill, meeting a medical expense, being able to pay a credit card? That number's at about 35% of Aussies. That's up from a survey low of 29% just a quarter ago.
NAB also found that one in 10 experiencing financial hardship turned to a payday lender. That's borne out by the most recent results for cash converters from last quarter, showing that its small amount credit contracts, that is, loans up to $2,000, are up 12% compared to the same period last year. Rachel Slade again.
I think payday lenders is a bit of a worry. What we've seen in the research is actually that financial hardship's highest amongst younger people, so 18 to 29-year-olds.
We've all been warned that there are tough times ahead. This week, the Westpac Melbourne Institute of Consumer Sentiment showed consumer confidence taking a tumble, with mortgage borrowers' confidence down 8.9% and a similar drop in those who said it was a good time to buy a major household item. Households are now deeply pessimistic. Economist Peter Martin is a visiting fellow at the ANU's Crawford School of Public Policy. He says all of this will be music to the Reserve Bank's ears because the RBA wants to dampen demand.
The bank wanted people to feel bad, partly to impoverish people a bit, but really it wants to scare people because that way you don't do as much damage. If you frighten them into not spending for a while, you've achieved, the bank calls it internally, open mouth operations. And it looks as if that kind of open mouth operation is working.
But the Westpac Consumer Sentiment Research also found that despite pessimism about big ticket items, overall consumer spending remains buoyant. That's what cosmetics and household goods producer Hero Brands is relying on. They're soon to list on the ASX, and their managing director is Stephen Chaw.
Consumers are still shopping. Consumers still need to wash their clothes and make themselves feel good. And, you know, these products are still in high demand.
Hero Brands' stable includes household cleaning items, but also cosmetics, personal grooming, and wellness lines, what might be called part of the treat-yourself economy. Stephen Chaw says the pandemic's been hard and he thinks customers like small luxuries.
Consumers are wanting to treat themselves. They've been through a pretty tough time over the last couple of years and I think people are now saying, well, I want to invest in my home, I want to invest in myself and I'm prepared to pay a little bit more for that. And don't forget, we're not talking about significantly expensive products. We're talking about products that go into the shopping basket. It's the difference of maybe a dollar in a hand soap that's more fragrant.
And it could be that rising bills mean people want those small luxuries even more. Back in the shopping centre, I meet Thomas and Patrick.
I've had to mitigate my driving because of the cost of petrol, Even food has been going up, so I have to get in smaller quantities.
And is it impacting spend on discretionary items?
Yeah, it's the first time in 3 months I've been shopping.
And what about you?
Well, I do buy a lot of clothes, I'll be honest.
Do you find that everything's costing more, people are sort of feeling the pinch a bit? It's nice to buy small things just so you give yourself a little bump of happiness?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. The little things that kind of boost your mood. Sometimes you want to reward yourself with maybe a nice pair of shoes, a nice pair of shirts, stuff like that.
That's Sydney shopper Thomas ending Sarah Dingle's report, and I love her framing there, a bump of happiness, which we all deserve.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.